everybody please stand. Pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word, a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, for this word will hide in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the sacred kingdom that stands, one Savior, crucified, risen and coming again, with light and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. All right. Prayer list: Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Bubb, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Swantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Bubb, Jeremy Matthews and family, Frank and Lou Ann and family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heatherly Mills, Suzanne, Mark Thomas, Louis Vito, Kelly Pruitt, and Emily. Has anybody got any names that needs to be added? Okay. All right, I want to thank the church for what you've done for Miss Rosa and her family, Dr. Karina, food, and all the help for getting the church clean and prepared and ready for the funeral and being here and, you know, for our sister in Christ. You know, it's a very hard time for the family, and the support I know was greatly appreciated. So just thank you for all that you've done, church. All right, has anybody got anything on your heart this morning?
We need to all want it and stay all for everything. I want them to go for the comfort, for the peace, for everything he gave to me, my family. So take it coming at home. She's not in pain anymore. I so satisfied in my heart. Mm-hmm. Thank you, the church, my pastor, Preacher Matt, and his family, Preacher Ed. He coming and working with Bishop Joe. He wanted me to clean it up everything. I just want to put it. I just wanted things. To all of you all for being so good to me. Just keep in praying for my girl, for Wendy and Dorothy. Keep in praying for me. Remember I have a surgery to go. For my children. I really don't know when, but I know the biggest the next couple weeks. I don't know what day because, you know, they don't want to do the surgery before they, my doctor clear my condition, you know, my heart, my pulmonary doctor has to send the, inform the how my lungs are because I had a cold in 2021. But I trust in the Lord, and I know everything will be okay. I go in there, and they go fix him. They say they go put me a piece of plastic to tie something inside. And my rotor cuff, that's tore up. And I will be good.
Amen.
I will be good. I know the Lord is in control of everything. Mm-hmm. And whatever he has to do, Dan has to do, he go be with those doctors in there. Mm-hmm. He go fix it.
Amen.
Just pray for me.
Anyone else this morning?
I want to thank the Lord for saving me this morning. Letting me be back in church. Thank him for this little church that he sent me to.
Friday, and yesterday evening she started getting to feel bad. And she got up this morning, I can tell when she come into the kitchen that she didn't feel good. So just pray for her, that the Lord will get her to the right doctors and get the medicine that she needs. And I know he could touch her right now. She'll be about to go for another doctor. You know, just pray for her. She's having a hard time, and it really upset her this morning because she was just wanting so badly to come to church, and she knew she couldn't make it. Mm-hmm. So just pray for her. You know, not only is she having issues with her health and not being able to do, it's hurting her that she can't go and do the things that, you know, she used to do, like come to church all the time, and, you know, even going out and working with me sometimes. She can't do that anymore, and it really bothers her. Just pray for her. You know, when she was helping me, it made me feel like she was being able to get out and do things and help and to do with the family, for us as a family. But, you know, Lord said when he took those vows, in sickness and in health, it's my job to take care of her.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to try our best to do, get her what she needs. My needs are irrelevant. So right now it's all hers. So just pray for us.
Mm-hmm.
God will, you know, help her.
Yeah.
All right, all Kim Will's come and pray. All heavenly, gracious Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your many blessings. Lord, we pray and thank you, Lord, for these folks that are so faithful that's here this morning. God, we pray that you just bless them, Lord, for coming to your house and wanting to be a part of this that's here. God, we pray, Lord, for each and every one of those folks that's on our prayer list. God, each one of them names, they're there for a reason. And God, you know why that name is on that list. And God, we pray, Lord, that you'd intervene on each and every name, each and every prayer. God, we just hold these people up to you, Lord, that you do your will, what needs to be done for these people. And God, we pray, Lord, for this family, Mark, Thomas, Lord, we just pray, God, that you would help Mark, Lord, this morning. Be with him. God, that you give him strength. Lord, that you help him each and every day. That loved one there that's gone, that chair is empty. We just pray, God, that you just help him through this time. It's going to be hard for him, Lord, I know. And God, we pray for him that you would bless him and help him. And God, we pray, Lord, for our little church here, that God, that you strengthen us. God, that you help us this morning. God, I pray that you help us as we stand and break the bread of life. Lord, that you be with us, Lord, and help us to feed the sheep this morning. Lord, I just pray, God, that you just fill the bucket full, Lord, that you help me, Lord, to spread out, Lord, what each and every one needs. God, that it be a blessing and a help to each one that's come this morning. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you be with us and help us. And Lord, we thank you for the many blessings that you have given us. And that you, we just pray, Lord, that you just completely just take care of this little church and these people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. check from Brother Brent, $250. And I was wrong at what the insurance company was sending. Bailey just pointed it out to me on that. The first check we got was for, what, $6,300?
Yes, yeah.
We got another check coming for 40.
48.
In other words, all together, what was it all together, Ben? $11,000 and something?
Yeah, hold on, check
exactly.
$11,137.50.
Yes. I was at the understanding of the 8,000. It was 11,000. I must have misunderstood Mr. Smith when I was talking to him.
So have you already provided that it's been completed?
Yes. So they said, actually Friday when I picked up the check, they looked to make sure that the oven hadn't come while before, because they called me like Monday or Tuesday. I didn't get there on Friday. And I should get the other check probably this Friday, I would think.
Yeah.
So the Lord has blessed us that I need a lot more than what I had. That was my mistake because I misunderstood what he told me.
Just a bigger blessing.
Yeah. So we come out with a roof and part of the money to help to pay for the bathroom.
Amen.
I guess now we know why the Lord had me wait on the bathroom.
Yeah.
But it is, God's good.
Yeah, it's good. He knows what he's doing.
I tell you what, he just totally amazes me. He just totally amazes me.
And he knows what
he works together.
Amen.
He is so good. I wish that I was good as him, to him as he is to me. I try, but you know.
We all feel pretty.
Okay. Let's get 350 at the bottom. I will wait on you. Y'all waited on me this morning. I'll wait on you.
I could have probably sent me out of his actions, but I'm afraid you're not trying to find us.
Yeah, I wore one of the glasses. I don't.
There's a land that is fairer than they, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
Blessings that hallow our
sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore.
All right, read for the Bible.
Yeah. when I think that God his own spirit sent to die, a scare can take any die in the cross, my born gladly bearing, he played and died to take away my sin. Servant, grace, and Savior is in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever many say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice and jeer. In his day, time I need him, he always near. Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me the long another way. He lived salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived. He lived within my heart. All the world around me, I see his loving care, and through my heart is gone, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the storms and blasts. The day of his appearing, we come alas. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walked with me and talked with me the long another way. He lived salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, so Christian, lift a jubilant voice and sing. Eternal hallelujah to Jesus Christ the King. They hope they all who seek him, they hope they all who find. No, there is so loving, so good and kind. He lived, Christ Jesus lived today. He walked with me and talked with me, the Lord another way. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lived. He lived within my heart.
Amen.
Preacher, can I come sing another song?
Yes, ma'am. You go right ahead.
Is all I need when I just need someone to talk to. He's always there to hear my prayer. Each time I call him, and all my need, he will supply my thirsty soul and satisfy.
open Psalms this morning, 46.
Psalms what?
46. Verse number one, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very presence in trouble, help in trouble. And we all seem to have them troubles and trials, don't we? But I want us to see this morning that God is our refuge. You know, I thought about that word refuge, place of safety. Place to where you can go where you know that you're safe. Mm-hmm. And hey, but one place that I can think of today that we can go where we know we're totally safe, and that is in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get to read here in verse number 2. It says, Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be moved, or though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, through the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with swelling thereof so long. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen rage, the kingdoms were moved. He utters his voice, and the earth melt. The Lord of hosts is with us, and God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, that desolate he hath made in the earth, to maketh war to cease into the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in slender. He burneth the chariot in fire. But still I know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So long. Now, reading this psalm, you know, we look at, I'm going to be honest with you, I think we're living in some of the most wicked times that we could ever live. And it's going to get worse. That's like I said in Sunday school. It's going to get worse. Mm-hmm. But you look, you know, me and Pat was talking last week about how bad things were in Noah's day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Bible tells us, you know, that, you know, they was married, given the marriage and all this. And ever, their even their ever thoughts was wicked. And we look at them, it's not just not America today, but the world. I mean, it's constantly just I mean, every little thing they can, ungodly thing that they can come up with, they're trying to make it right. And we're living in this world. But you know, you read this psalm here, and you know, God's like, I'm still in control. They do what they want, but I'm still in control. And you know, I thank God this morning, church, that I've got a refuge. I've got a place of refuge that I can go to when troubling times come on out there in the world. And as it gets wicked and more wicked, I can just scooch up a little closer to God and feel His righteousness, His blessings, His love, His security. We don't really have to worry about how wicked the world is. Because even through it all, church, He's going to take care of us in every little thing that is done. He's provided for me. Mm-hmm. He has took care of me. And He continues to take care of me each and every day. Mm-hmm. My strength, it comes from Him. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, there's times when, well, when we all get kind of wore down. But He builds us up. You know, I like that verse right there, number 10. Look at that just for a moment. Be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know that. And when we get in those times of trouble, just be still and know that He's God. Let Him, let God take care of. There's things that comes along in our lives that is completely out of our control. Completely. There ain't a thing in the world we can do about it. I mean, as far as our physical selves. But just to be still and know that He's God. And go back and look at verse number 1. God is our refuge, our strength, and our very presence of help and trouble. Mm-hmm. Christians, what more can we ask for this morning than that? God didn't promise us when we got saved that we were going to have a hunky-dory, peachy king life down here and everything was just going to be like having a feathered pillow. Things ain't going to be easy. We're going to have to go through trials. We're going to have to go through tribulation. And as that time goes on, it's going to be more and more and more. But I want to encourage you this morning, church, and let you know that even as the world gets wicked, God is still in control. He still has the grace to give us to make it through it. He's got the faith to give us that we can make it through. No matter what. You know, we've seen a family this week in our church that, you know, was hurt because of one going on being with the Lord that week. There was a loss there. And it hurts the pain. You know, my heart goes out to Mark this morning. Church, you know, the condition that my wife's in. My faith said God's going to heal her on this side, not the other, just not take her on. I have faith He's going to heal her. I believe He will. But you know, with Martha, God took her on to be home. She ain't no pain. She ain't no worries. She crossed the finish line. said, but you know, the family that's here, you know, that pain of losing that one, it's not easy. But I want to assure you this morning that God is your strength, is your refuge. Be still and let Him just be God. Know that He is God. He's going to give you the strength to make it through. No matter what we go through this week, no matter what trials, what tribulations comes our way, you know, God is going to be there for us, and He's going to take care of us. He's going to lead and guide us through. When we don't have the answers, church, He has the answers. Amen. Now, I've had my kids come to me with questions, and I don't have the answers to the questions. But God always has the answers. He's always got someone or something that's going to help you. Sometimes we don't understand. But the key thing is to keep in mind, just be still and know that He is God. And everything's going to be all right. Now that's kind of short this morning, but that's what the Lord gave me. And I just want you to know this morning, you're never alone. God's always with you. He's always going to be there with you. And no matter what problem you have, whether it's too big for you or not, it's never too big for God.
Amen.